a shot to possibly start right away as a rookie?
Well, it is. You know, I'm just going in as just work hard like I've been doing to get to this point, and you know, just wish for the best. You know, I'm going to compete and get better every day.
Seemed like there were some questions about your knee. Which knee did you hurt, and what kind of surgery did you have, if you had one?
I ain't had no surgery or nothing, but, you know, my knee is pretty healthy right now. You know, I've been working out on it, but, you know, I'm great.
Do you think that knocked you down in the draft, questions about your knee?
You know, it probably did, probably not, but, you know, I'm just thankful that I just got drafted.
Darius, do you have to have surgery?
No, well, I was told I don't have to have surgery.
So what's the timetable for when you'll be back to full health?
Say again?
What's the timetable for when you'll be back to full health?
Well, they didn't say. I feel like I'm moving pretty good right now. So, I mean, I feel like I'm real good right now.
When did it start to become a problem for you?
When did it start coming a problem?
The knee.
It never really did. It just, they just had did an MRI on it. And they just saw something there, and they just like, he got torn meniscus, I guess. And then that was it.
The conversations you had with the Lions, when did you have an inkling that they were going to take you?
I feel like they said if I fall to the sticker, they said it was going to grab me. So I knew when I didn't go in the first day, I knew they were going to pick me up.
Did you have any kind of playful competition with your teammate Banks, who you got drafted ahead of?
No, we weren't having no competition. We were just hoping for the best for both of us. You know, see, doesn't matter who went first. You know, we were just praying that we both got picked today.
Just to backtrack for one set, you said when the Lions told you that was during your visit a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, my visit, they just said if I'm on the board left, they want to get me.
How did you wow them during your visit?
Say again?
How did you wow them during your visit?
I guess with my athletic ability and my size, you know, and all the skills that I have, and, you know, I think it really shocked them to know, like, you know, that I'm a real potential guy that I can look like I can play for a long time.
How would you describe your style as a cornerback?
You know, big, strong, and aggressive, you know, a real great cover guy.
How did they tell you that you would fit in, you know, amongst this team and what they were expecting of you?
They expected me, you know, just my size. They know the size and my speed that I have. You know, being one of the fastest guys at the combine, they just said they could do a lot of stuff with my talent that I got.
Where do you get your speed from?
Oh man, my mom and dad, they both ran track, so I've been pretty fast for a long time.
At what level? How? Where do they run track at?
My mom, she ran track in college at Savannah State.
When did you kind of decide to be a cornerback rather than a running back? When did that switch happen, and how thankful you are that it kind of worked out?
Well, I mean, I've always been a running back, but my always decent position on defense was a cornerback. So I've been doing that for the longest, so I already knew I had instincts for the corner. So I just knew the corner was going to be the position that I get school in.
What do you make about practicing against Calvin Johnson on a daily basis?
I'm going to love it. You know, I love to get better, so I know what he's going to do. He's going to get me better every day. I'm going to try to get him better every day.
Your Twitter handle is Big Play, and he's got the same in his. You going to change yours?
No, I ain't changing mine because that's what I do. I make big plays.
Have you returned kicks at any level?
Yeah, I returned kicks. I was the number one JUCO returner in JUCO when I came out. You know, I don't know why I did it this year, but, you know, I'm looking forward to returning.
You know, the Lions talked about Martin Mayhew at the end of the season, that they had a lot of guys who were good, solid guys, but no real big playmakers. How much did they talk to you about that they really need guys to step up and make big plays?
I mean, I think they're all capable of making big plays. They just added me on the team to make more big plays. So I'm just ready to be there, you know, and get there in Detroit and just compete.
Did you get any sense of whether you'll be a return man with the Lions? Did they talk about that?
I mean, I went to the special team coach, you know, they seen that, they found out I did return, so they had to go. I mean, they'll probably let me practice or so, but, you know, I'm ready to get there.
What did you know about the Lions organization before the visit and before you were drafted by them?
I mean, I didn't know too much about the Lions. I just knew about, you know, some of the trades they had, and I knew about Calvin Johnson, but I didn't know too much about the organization like that. You know, I ain't really studied football when I was in college. I was always worried about my opponent playing against Nick.
What do you think about, you know, you don't have a ton of starting experience at the highest level. You're going to be going against Aaron Rodgers 2 times a year. What do you think about that? Do you look forward to it? Are you a little worried about it? Can you handle him?
I'm looking forward to that. You know, I love to compete. I love playing against the best, because the only thing that it's going to do is going to make me better. So I'm just, it's just a great opportunity to get better every day.
You know, Dee Milliner is the guy that got most of the attention in this draft. Is there any part of you that wants to prove that you're the best cornerback in this draft?
I mean, what it is, you know, my film will prove it all, you know. We go see how it all turns out. You know, that's just media, how they felt about it, you know. But my opinion, you know, I always will feel like the best. But I was out here trying to get better. I was happy for you that he got drafted early. And, you know, basically I'm just thankful to be here, so...